Let's get on here to David. Hi, David.
Hello. Thank you. I'm getting pretty close to needing a prostate operation. This is the third one, and I'm looking at the whole lip. I'm wondering what you think of that, and what should I do in preparation for the operation? If I have it, it'll be 2 or 3 months at most.
Okay. Well, second question is easier to answer than the first, so I'll take that one quickly. And that is, at Tahoma Dispensary, they will send you, no charge, a piece of paper or an email containing what's called the before and after surgery protocol. And those are things that we recommend that people start at least 2 weeks before the surgery, so you're definitely past that. You got time. And then use for a few weeks after the surgery. These are all things that research tells us promote wound healing and make it so it's not as much stress on the body. And again, they'll send you that listing, no charge, either via email or in the postal service, whichever. Now, get back to the first one. I'm not clear on one thing, and that is the first question, and that is, what was the prostate surgery done for, sir? What was the indication?
It's huge. This is my third. The first one was a green light laser. The second one was a TURP. And I'm having a lot of trouble now again. And it's for a very large prostate, 150 cc's plus.
Very large prostate. Well, this is the day for this. Did anybody ever tell you about that stuff called lycopene? It's worth a try.
Yes, I take that on a regular basis. And that's good. Probably what's getting me through as far as I have.
Okay, well, I'm glad you've heard about that, sir. Okay, aside from the lycopene, I know of nothing else that's been research-proven to, keep the prostate from getting so doggone big. I keep looking for it, but I haven't seen anything. However, I do know that there's some mineral elements that are key to prostate health. You're probably using them, but let's mention the top two, and those are zinc and selenium. Do you take those, sir?
I take zinc, and I get a little bit of selenium and some other complexes I take.
Okay, well, you want to add those complexes up and make sure you get to at least 200 micrograms, not milligrams, micrograms. If we go past 1,000 micrograms, we might get into trouble. So most of them limited to 200. You could probably go safely to 300, but again, past 1,000, not a good idea for selenium. And then the zinc, sir, you always want to be offsetting that with a little bit of copper. It's a 15-to-1 ratio, 15 zinc, 1 copper. And someone a few years back wrote us a nice paper that says that if we go past 100 total milligrams of zinc a day, and that is 100, that's going to give us trouble. But if we stay below 100 milligrams, then it won't give us trouble. So it's possible you could up your dose of zinc also, sir.
Okay, great. That was much appreciated.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for respecting the old top of the hour, because I've just been warned, too, that I better shut up here. So I'll just say thank you for calling, sir.